Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. As promised, Father Mike Driscoll is our guest this hour. His new book is Angelic Answers, Everything You Need to Know About God's Heavenly Messengers, Guardians, and Guides. If you want to talk about angels, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're Christian or not, if you've got a question about angels, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. His previous book was Demons, Deliverance, and Discernment. So he has moved from demons to angels. I think it's an upgrade. I think it's an improvement. I think it's showing clear progress. He's also a priest of the Diocese of Peoria, where he is currently the pastor of Padre Pio Parish. Father Mike Driscoll, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you.
So you did Fallen Angels first in your first book, and now you've gone to our Heavenly Friends.
Definitely. I had gotten a counseling degree, and I had done a dissertation, How Catholic Exorcists Distinguish Demon Possession and Mental Disorders.
Ah.
So that led to the demons book, but as you are implying, I just want to get rid of that. So got to do angels.
By the way, your questions about angels are welcome. I know people love to talk about angels. That's why I was excited when this book came out. Angelic Answers, Everything You Need to Know About God's Heavenly Messengers, Guardians, and Guides. Have you got an angel question? 888-318-7884 is our number. 888-318-7884. Let me just make this all about me. What can angels do for me? Maybe in a more general way, it doesn't have to be all about me. What is the role of angels in our daily lives? What do they do? What can they do in our daily lives?
It's God's providence, because of course God can do anything he wants. And sometimes we might hear a Christian who's not a Catholic say, well, don't ask angels, just ask God. Well, that's pretty limiting. That's all, in my mind, that's like saying, don't ask human beings to do anything for you, just ask God. Well, of course, ask God, but yeah, we like to ask other people here on earth to do things for us too. And really neat to be Catholic that we don't limit it to those who are alive on earth. We've got angels and saints that are also with us. So we can ask them the same things we'd ask, basically the same things we'd ask of God and his providence. He works through angels. So they pray for us. And inspire us. I think even when we're not asking their help, they're going to still inspire us. They're going to be the flip side of the demons who are going to tempt us, whether we like it or not. Angels are there to help us, whether we like it or not. But we certainly want to have a close relationship.
Is it like do you think this is a silly image with the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder? Are they actually battling over us in that way?
I think it's not a bad image, as long as we know it's just an image of an angel giving us inspiration and a demon tempting us. I wouldn't take it any farther than that. Battle, sure, there is a battle, but I would take it as no more and no less than that. The angels are there to inspire us and protect us in ways which is very mysterious. Physically they can protect us. They don't always. Why? Again, that's God's providence. Why does God sometimes do a miraculous healing and many times does not? That's God's providence, and he knows what he's doing, and the angels do his will.
Well, do you think, like, if we die and we go to heaven and we have a conversation with the angel that guarded us throughout our life, do you think we'll be surprised? Like, do you think we'll be maybe even shocked by how much the angel did for us?
Maybe that surprise or shock will come just before we get to heaven. I don't think we'll.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but I don't know. On the other hand, I think we'll be surprised by lots of things that God reveals to us if we get to heaven. So maybe it's like that. I think there's going to be a surprise for us, hoping we go to heaven. I like to think we're going to just have this familiarity, like, oh, wow, this is this. didn't quite know he was there, but just somehow an instant, I like to think that there'll be instant familiarity. Wow, this person was here the whole time. I like to believe that. Yeah. There are a lot of open questions, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But you seem to be implying that they could do physical things as well, not just, like you said, encourage us, pray for us, fight for us as far as the, you know, helping us to resist temptation and all of that. But can they do physical things as well?
Definitely. One of the things I just find really neat, Catholic tradition is pretty strong. It's certainly not a doctrine that angels move the stars and planets. Someone who's in a person who does not believe in God and is a, you know, materialist scientist would say, "Oh, that's silly. We know things about stars." Well, sure, I love learning about things like that. The bottom line, though, is God moves those things, right? God keeps everything in existence. God keeps everything in order. Whether he does it directly, St. Thomas Aquinas points it out, he could do that directly with things like stars and planets, or he could do it indirectly through his angels. If they have the power to do that, they certainly have the strength to do a lot of things for us physically. But again, mysterious, they don't prevent every accident.
No.
But I was a hospital chaplain for years, and it was not unusual for someone to say, I think I had an angel protect me from this or that, you know, if it were an accident or something. I like to believe that too. Why not?
So you're working with people then that are dying or that are very, very sick in the hospital. Did they sense the presence of angels assisting them? Did anybody ever say, "Hey, I saw an angel in my room," or something like that? Did you ever hear a story like that?
Yes, you know, it sounds like you have too. And I remember the first time as a young priest when I heard a story like that, and this man said he had nearly died of a heart attack or something. And he said, "That angel was there. I saw it just as clear as I see you here." Do we have to believe that? No. Why not, though? I love that. Inherently, angels are not visible. But once again, God's providence, when an angel, it's, you know, wants to, in God's providence, appear, they certainly can do that. St. Thomas Aquinas had a fascinating explanation. I think he compared it to clouds. He said they can manipulate the air to take on an appearance, but inherently they're completely, you know, invisible.
Also, if you saw an angel, that's a choice on the angel's part. Like it's not like you're catching a glimpse of an angel by accident.
That's great. Right. Yes, and in the Bible, I never added it up. Certainly, sometimes appear as kings, especially of the Archangel Raphael, where they didn't even know it until the end of the story that it was an angel. But other times, like the prophet Isaiah, when he sees the seraphim, the six-winged seraphim, he sees them as angels right away. So yes, that's very much their choice under God's will. To be seen, because inherently we believe those right now. We believe going to church are probably, you know, around the tabernacle at all times.
I'm going to tell you right now, every single line is full. People really want to talk to you about angels. So I'm going to go to the break and let them do that. But I got one more question for you before we go to the break, if I may. And then I'll just let the rest of the show will be people asking their questions. But it seems like St. Paul teaches that sometimes when you do an act of charity, you might be doing it for an angel. Like he tells us to be hospitable because some have entertained angels without knowing it when they've done that.
Right. I guess we could think of, was Lot in the Old Testament, right? And I'm trying to think if there were any acts of charity toward Raphael, the archangel. It was more him doing things.
Oh, right, right.
Right, yeah.
But I guess
For the callers, by the way, what's the title? What's the subtitle of the book? Again, Everything You Want to Know. The publisher, which in this case is Catholic Answers, gets to give the title, and I'm very glad. But I'm not going to guarantee that everything. I'll do my best shot.
No, we guaranteed it. Sorry, Father, it's too late. There's no marketing in this. This is, you know, you know who comes up? People don't know this, but you know who comes up with the title and subtitle for a book? The marketing department. That's who does it. So, yes, I think people know everything. it means everything. Everything. That is the subtitle, Everything You Need to Know About God's Heavenly Messengers, Guardians, and Guides. We'll get back and take all these phone calls for Father Mike Driscoll, the author of the brand new book, Angelic Answers, right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Your questions, Catholic Answers Live.
Support for Catholic Answers Live comes from Catholic Chemistry, a dating app for Catholics. Founded by a longtime member of the Catholic Answers team, CatholicChemistry.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Magnificat. Published monthly, Magnificat features texts of daily mass, prayers, articles, meditations, art commentaries, and more, in step with the liturgical rhythm of the Church, on the web at Magnificat.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Hi, this is Father Mike Schmitz. I invite you to listen to Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year here on EWTN Radio. On Catechism in a Year, you'll encounter God's plan of sheer goodness for us. Throughout the year, we read through the Catechism of the Catholic Church with direct quotes, plus time for explanations and reflections. I hope you can join us every day or as often as you can.
Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz. Tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. All the lines full. We're talking angels. Of course, all the lines are full. People are fascinated by angels, yeah, as we should be. We should be fascinated by angels, and you can find out so much about them in the new book from Catholic Answers Press, Angelic Answers, by our guest, Father Mike Driscoll. You were saying to me during the break, there's an angel that assists at Mass. Is that correct?
We were just, before the break, we were talking about the invisible presence of angels. And Eucharistic prayer number one, there is this line: in humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty. In some, I've looked up different commentaries on the Mass, old ones and whatever, old commentaries, and one of them said, don't even try to explain this, just accept it. And somehow an angel is involved you know, we say that we are offering ourselves with the sacrifice of the body and blood of Christ. Well, somehow an angel is involved in doing that. How? I love that mystery. I have no idea how, but we're saying it every time we do the Roman canon, the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high. I just love that.
How beautiful. All right, let's go to McKenna in Kentucky. We'll let people ask their questions. Mm-hmm. McKenna, thank you for waiting. You got a question for Father Mike Driscoll?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Hello, Fred. Father Michael, it's nice to talk to you. I do have a question. I keep seeing angel signs, but I do suffer from PTSD, and I don't understand why I keep getting brought down from darkness. And I know somewhat from was from, I'm sorry if I stuttered, that's just part of my other disability.
McKenna, we have plenty of time. Take your time with your question. We're happy to hear it. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. My angels, like my grandmother, she passed in August 11th, 2006. I thought I could have saved her from her massive stroke because I got her to the hospital in time from the last one, and I went to the nursing home a couple weeks later after she got released, and she passed away from the massive stroke. And I felt like the nursing staff didn't do anything for her because she coded and everything, so they didn't perform CPR on her or anything. She wasn't DNR or anything. So, she was 89 years old, but she meant the whole world to me. But anyway, my grandpa, he died before her. but still in the same year. And like he, whenever I see signs from him, it's cardinals. And I know there's some stuff in the Bible about cardinals, but for my grandmother, there's it's Blue Jays. And every morning, I keep seeing Blue Jays and Cardinals together. And I don't know why it's they're together because there's not, there's a, I'm sorry.
I'm very sorry to hear about all these terrible, sad deaths and especially so painful because you were so close with, and you know, human beings, as God said, to dust you shall return. So our bodies decay back into dust and our soul goes on, we hope, to heaven. And angels are pure spirits, so we don't see them unless they take on a body, as we were just saying. But as far as seeing a cardinal or another bird or whatever, if that inspires you and reminds you that we can ask for the prayers of angels and ask for the prayers of people in heaven, if that reminds you of that, that is a great reminder, because those are, you know, beautiful creatures of God. And if they inspire you in that way, I think that is great. Is that, does that help answer?
Sorry.
Does that,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Father. I'm sorry.
McKenna, does that help you, what Father said?
Yes, it does. What if I see shadows of, like, human, like a outline of a shadow, like a human outline of a shadow? Would that be a sign as well?
I think that if something gives you peace, you know, that's probably, and then some, you can take it as whatever you're seeing, you can take that as some kind of an inspiration if it's giving you peace. If it's scaring you or worrying you, I would ignore it.
McKenna, I'm so happy that you called. I'm so glad we got to speak with you. We have a little book called Secrets from Heaven on the parables and sayings of Jesus, just reflections on the things that Jesus said when he was here. If you would like a copy of that, just hang on the line and we'll send it to you. And your grandparents sound like beautiful people. I'm very glad you called and we got to talk about them. If you ever want to call again, please call again. You're always welcome here. I would like it if you would stay on the line and give us an address, because I would like to send you the book Secrets from Heaven. We're talking with Father Mike Driscoll. His brand new book is called Angelic Answers, Everything You Need to Know About God's Heavenly Messengers, Guardians, and Guides. He says, take the word everything with a grain of salt. So, you know, but you're going to get a lot of answers. Let's put it that way. Tim is in Virginia watching on YouTube. Oh, no, Tim went back to Virginia. He's not on the line, so I won't be getting to Tim. Sorry about that, Tim. Let's go to Rowan in New York then. Rowan, welcome. You got a question for Father?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
All right. So my question is, I have been kind of wrestling with God and wrestling with my faith, and I feel very distant from it. And I have been religious for a while now, and it's kind of, it ebbs and flows, as you know, but I've always been religious, but one thing I have never really felt is the presence of a guardian angel. I've always felt very distant from that concept. I believe in angels, obviously. It's something I very strongly believe in, but I have never really felt like there is an angel protecting me or with, like, around me in any sort of way. And I kind of wonder, I know a lot of people feel like that, and I just want to know, feel more connected with that guardian angel, and in turn feel more connected with God.
All right, Rowan. Thank you, Father.
Wow. First, I would say we don't need to put too much emphasis on the feeling part. It depends how we define that word feeling. But we know even with God, we can go through, as even great saints go through, times of spiritual dryness where they're not really feeling the presence of God. And of course, the greatest example is Jesus from the cross. My God, why have you forgotten me? He's God the Son, so he knows that intellectually God is not forgotten, but he is also human. And at that moment, Jesus was, quoting the psalm, expressing the human emotion of, wow, I feel forgotten by God. but that Psalm's back to, but I trust him still. So I wouldn't place too much on the feeling or lack thereof of an angel being with you. I think if we wanted to build that up, we just talk to the angel more often, you know, communicate with the guardian angel more often. And we feel, I think we'll get that more of that feeling overall, not every moment, more of that feeling of being in close touch. Same thing with the saints in heaven. And of course, same thing in our relationship with God. We keep up our prayer. We can feel his presence more in some way, the better our prayer life is. But there are going to be those times of spiritual dryness. That's God's providence too.
You've been going through that for a while, Rowan?
Oh, it comes in waves, you know. I mean, sometimes it's a flood and sometimes it's drought, you know.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens in waves, and during this time, I mean, it's a little stressful, you know. I'm going back to school, and I mean, really the major factor is some things I wanted spiritually did not pan out or are not seeming to pan out the way I wanted. And that's always a catalyst for kind of spiritual dryness, spiritual drought.
Ah, yeah, that makes good sense. It sounds like you have an insight though into the kind of ups and downs of your spiritual life.
I try to. I mean, it's very important to me. I mean, it's very important to me. I really try to devote myself to God, and I pray to the saints all the time. I mean, I find greatest peace with Saint Mary Magdalene. I find her very relatable.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Well, I'll tell you what, Rowan, if you'd like, I'll send you a copy of Angelic Answers. Everything, in quotes, you need to know about God's heavenly messengers, guardians, and guides by our guest, Father Mike Driscoll. All you have to do is hang on and give us an address, and we'll send it off to you. I've got a lot of folks on the line, and I'm going to keep moving. Thank you very much for the call. Anthony's in Northampton, Pennsylvania, watching on YouTube. Anthony, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for our guest, Father Mike Driscoll.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, very clearly.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hi. First-time caller, long-time listener. Nice to talk to you guys. My question was, do we know through Scripture or anything like that why God created the angels, and if what was their purpose before we were created? Why?
Yeah, I think I... In my beginning of my book, I think I addressed that by saying, no, we don't know why God created anything. And he certainly didn't need to. God did not need to create anything of his creation. The inanimate objects, all the stars, planets, all of us human beings, he didn't need any of it, of course. It all shows forth his glory in some way. So no, we don't. I wouldn't even begin to try to answer why God created anything other than to show forth his glory. But got to be careful in not thinking, oh, so he wasn't as glorious before creation? Yes, he was. So very, yeah, God did not need anything. It shows forth all things his glory. Angels carry out, I think I've mentioned a couple times, that they do his will, carry out his providence, his plan. He could do it without them. He could do it without us. So... No, I don't have everything you wanted to know. See, there we are now. Already.
So,
No, that's the answer, though. No, God did not need to create them. It's part of his plan to have these, just these incredible creatures to be in his image, which they are, as we are.
What do you think, Anthony?
Well, do you think it would be fair to say that it's he created them because it's within his nature to create and to make things?
He certainly had the desire to, because he did it. I just want to be careful and not sound like he had any
compulsion
need whatsoever. Right. That's purely free will.
Do you see the problem there, Anthony, is if you just appeal to his nature, it's as if his nature compelled him to do something, and he is utterly free. He can create what he wants and not create what he wants.
But you also use the word desire, and I would say, well, clearly he must have desired it because he did it. So I like that when you said had the desire, certainly. And when God desires something, it happens.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for your time then. I appreciate you answering my question.
Well, Anthony, thank you. I'd like to send you a copy of the book, Angelic Answers. If you want to give us an address, we'll send it off to you. Also, anybody who has got a question, you can call. You can get the book. But if you just want to talk directly with Father Mike Driscoll, pick up the phone, 888-318-7884. I say that because we now have three lines open. All the lines were full, but there's lines open. And I know people have lots of angel questions. I know because we get angel questions. And now we've got an angel book. So I'll be giving this book away a lot. I know I will. I'll probably give it to you if you call 888-318-7884. If you've got an angel question, Father Mike Driscoll is here to answer it. If you'd like a deal on the angelic answers, just go to shop.catholic.com. It's on sale right now at shop.catholic.com. It'll be to you in a few days. Father Mike Driscoll, also the author of Demons.
Yeah. Deliverance and Discernment.
Discernment. That was the one I couldn't. Demons, Deliverance, and Discernment. But he moved up. He moved up a weight class here and came to Angels. So that's his newest book, Angelic Answers. Your questions welcome, 888-318-7884.
From the dawn of creation, angels have stood in the presence of God as messengers, warriors, and guardians. Some seek our fall, some intercede for our salvation, and one is assigned to protect you. In the new book, Angelic Answers, Father Mike Driscoll uncovers the truth about angels and their unseen battles. So mysterious to us, and yet so close. Get Angelic Answers today at shop.catholic.com or at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
What was the church like in its infancy? In a word, Catholic. And Joe Heschmeyer has the receipts. In his best-selling book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, he gives you the details from the historical records of the first two centuries of Christianity. Right now, get a copy for just $10, plus free shipping if you live in the continental United States. Get more information and order The Early Church Was the Catholic Church at theearlychurchwascatholic.com.
When the resurrected Jesus appeared to disciples on the road to Emmaus, they didn't recognize him. Until the breaking of the bread. The same is true today. In the Holy Eucharist, we really meet Jesus. In The Eucharist is Really Jesus, author Joe Heschmeyer explains how knowing Jesus in the Eucharist is the key to understanding all of Christian faith. Order your copy of The Eucharist is Really Jesus today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Throughout history, some Catholics have been among the worst kind of villains, right? Or were they? In Cancelled, historian Steve Weidenkopf digs into the lives and controversies of some of these Catholics whose reputations have been blackened, often unfairly. He takes on the anti-Catholic versions of history and defends not only these figures, but the faith they represent. Order your copy of Cancelled today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Father Mike Driscoll is our guest. He implied that maybe there was some exaggeration in the marketing of this book because we said the book tells you everything you need to know about God's heavenly messengers, guardians, and guides. But I'll tell you, I've got the book in my hand, and there is an awful lot in here on angels. So Angelic Answers. I think it's going to be, I honestly think it's going to be a very popular book. When I saw it, I said, I'm so glad we did that book because we had a million questions on angels. People are very interested in angels, and the church actually has a great deal to say about the angels. And the angels are a fundamental part of our understanding of reality as Christians. That angels are not optional. Angels are all through the Bible. Angels are part of our life as Christians, and they are our helps, our guardians, messengers from God, our guides, our protectors, all of that. So here now, Father, as I said, all the lines are full again. So back to the phones we go. All right.
Great.
All right. And guess where we're going? Right back to your hometown, Peoria, Illinois. That's where Father's from. Yeah. Listening on WPMJ in Peoria. Brian, go ahead with your question for Father.
Yes, thank you. It's wonderful to hear you are from Peoria, Father, and nice to meet you on the radio. I have a question about how scripture or tradition might speak to how angels are involved in graces. As a newer Catholic in the Peoria area, I have come to understand that, you know, we can ask for the intercession of saints and Mary herself for some of the graces we receive from God. I was wondering if you might have information about whether or not angels are involved in either dispensing or granting requests for grace.
Well, I include anything like that in the book, and I don't want to pretend I have a good answer for you. That, I want to leave that alone. We would have to define grace, you know, as we know there are different definitions of that. So if we mean in a more broad sense, God's help, but if we were to say like in a sacramental grace, so was an angel involved when I received the sacrament of holy orders? That was an angel involved in giving me the grace of orders? Not that I know of, but I certainly am not going to say they couldn't, because according to God, I might find out if I get to heaven someday, wow, my guardian angel was involved in God's giving me the grace of orders. So I don't have an answer for you if whether or how much and in what circumstances and which type of grace, you know, sanctifying grace. Certainly seems like, how is this? I said, I have no idea. And then I talked for 20 minutes. But actual graces, you know, the graces God gives every human being at any given moment to do good and evil, certainly sounds a lot like what angels do too. So certainly it seems God could be doing that, you know, through an angel. Grace is mysterious though, because it's also, you know, spiritual. So in my head, I'm thinking like dispensing water or something, you know, as some symbol of grace, but actual grace is not a physical thing. So, but there's certainly nothing ruling it out. I would put that in the category of open questions, how much of a role angels have in dispensing the different types of grace, sacramental grace, actual grace, sanctifying grace, the more broad sense of God's help.
What do you think, Brian?
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. I mean, even a simple thing like, you know, maybe asking for help. I don't know if angels can help deliver the message, I suppose.
Oh, that's what angel means, the one who delivers the message. So, you know, I feel like we could just talk, or I could just give you a book, Angelic Answers. So it's all in there. Everything that you need to know is in the book. We can send it to Peoria, or you could just go over to Father's Parish. I know he's got copies over there. You could just go get one from him, or I could mail it to you. What do you want, Brian? I'm mailing
it
to you.
I'd love to go over and get one.
You would. All right. I said something I can't back up. So you better hang on. Just give me the address. Oh, Father, you said what?
I'm an hour outside of the city of Peoria. I am in the diocese. Oh, if he comes up, sure. Glad to give you one, Brian, if you make it up here.
Look at that, Brian. Padre Pio Parish is the parish. But if you give us an address, we'll send you one as well. So that it'll come in the mail. So if you're like, I didn't want to make an hour drive, you don't have to tell us that. You can just get one in the mail. Thank you very much, Brian, for the call. I'm going to head to Oklahoma City now, where Scott is listening on Oklahoma Catholic Radio. Very glad to have you here. Scott, go ahead with your question.
Hi, Father Mike. Good to be here. The first thing I've heard commentators talk about, the first thing a lot of times in an angel's greeting is don't be afraid.
Yeah.
And the implication is that, you know, they're pretty frightful looking. What do you think is the most accurate depiction, most accurate image of an angel? Isn't it described in the Bible in one or two places too?
Like an artistic depiction, do you mean?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You know, many eyes, kind of frightful looking. What is the actual image of an angel?
Well, an angel inherently has no physical body and so no physical appearance. So inherently, they don't have anything perceivable by our senses. You mentioned the eye covered with eyes. That's from the Book of Revelation. That would scare a person.
Or make you want to worship. There's like John starts to worship the angel.
Right. Yeah. they appear as human beings. Once again, I mentioned the Raphael, the wings that Isaiah saw, and even the when God gave Moses the instructions for the Ark of the Covenant. By far the most accurate part of the movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think, is the Ark itself. It shows the golden cherubim, so it shows two angels with their golden wings touching. Now, by far the most terrifying image that is not in the Bible, I think that just came up, is if I were in an abandoned house at night and I saw a baby head with wings flying down a staircase, I'd be terrified. So I think that's a terrifying image. I just do not like that image of, but I get it. Even that is, they're pure, the angels are sinless. That's the image of a baby. And the wings, they are spiritual beings, move instantly from one place. So I understand the image, but I think it would be terrifying to see at night in a haunted house.
Scott, I'll tell you what, I'd love to send you the book. Hang on, we'll give you a copy if you give us an address. But I'm going to just keep moving to try to get everybody on. I don't want anybody to be left without an opportunity to talk with our guest, Father Mike Driscoll, who is the author of the brand new book, Angelic Answers. Just chock full of stuff that the church has taught, that the saints have said about the angels. And we'd love you to have it, Scott, if you'll hang on. And anybody else wants to get it, just go to shop.catholic.com. You can get it there right now. Going out to Turlock, California, where Daniel is watching on YouTube. Daniel, welcome. Go ahead with your question.
I just had a question in the book of Job when I believe someone had described me that when the devil had made this request statement saying that, you know, he couldn't to put Job in temptation, God advocated for him with faith. That the angels were in observance of that. And the one person had described it to me almost in the sense that I guess it was kind of a plot and a plan to put God in a position to put faith in a man almost to add a shot at the angels to see that if, you know, if he couldn't follow through and if he failed, then, you know, and God had put so much trust in this individual, that what else could he be wrong about? And I was just curious as if in the initial, you know, creation, they accepted their position, could they still later on down the line choose to, you know, not and fall like the angels did and turn away from God? Or in that final decision, it was my understanding that, you know, it was that and that forever, since they're all knowing.
So you're saying, Daniel, in the book of Job, the angels are watching. The primary, if I recall my book of Job. So you're saying they're watching to see if God is wrong about Job?
Yeah, that's what someone described it. They were in, you know, witness of it in the sense that, and that they were just kind of watching to see if Job had failed man. It wasn't so much also just a jab at man, but as into the angelic also.
Yeah, I'm not entirely clear on that part of the question. What Job is partly poetic, but I don't dismiss the book of Job at all. In some way, yes, God permits devils to tempt each of us, and in that case, even to cause physical harm. God must have allowed it because it happened. God allows all kinds of terrible things, including coming to earth and allowing himself to be crucified, God the Son. So, but I'm not clear on the that part of your question. But the second part, I think I'm very clear on. Angels made a one-time choice. St. Thomas Aquinas would say they were the instant after they were created. He doesn't try to define instant, and there, you know, there's no reason for him to. But they had all the knowledge. God created the angels with all the knowledge they needed to make that choice to be obedient or disobedient, humble themselves or pride, whatever that choice was. And so they made the choice, and it was permanent. St. Thomas again would say just the nature of an angel with his knowledge. Another way to look at it, they had all the knowledge. Well, here we are, I don't know, a billion years later. If I were to ask a demon, don't you wish you could change your mind, or haven't you changed your mind? If they were appearing to me, they would say, what are you talking about? No, I knew all this back then when I made my choice. Nothing has changed. So the passing of time as much to them as it does for us. They had more knowledge about the nature of that decision. It's permanent, or another way, last thought, permanent, not because of a lack of God's mercy. That is not the problem. Their free will choice was the problem.
Well, so what about an angel who's in heaven in glory, who has chosen to be obedient to God? Could they change that? Could they be like, nah, I changed my mind. I don't want to be, I want to go the other way, or no?
Even more impossible. If impossible has degrees, that's even more impossible, because not only do they have the nature of their choice, which they made and is permanent, but then after the choice, I'm glad you bring that up, because the angels, when God created them, did not have the fullness of the vision of God in heaven. They were somehow a step away from heaven, because once in heaven, that once they made their choice, they were in heaven and would never lose that that vision of God. So they would never choose. They would say the same thing. No, why would I ever choose anything other than this? Then we have the mystery of angels going back and forth between heaven and earth and between hell and earth. St. Thomas would say, I love the phrase, the good angels carry heaven with them. Their happiness of heaven is this intellectual, because they don't have senses, they don't have bodies. So it's this intellectual vision of God, acceptance and love of God's will. And even when they are here on earth, the angels know that God is done. They still have the vision of God. They're just as content being here, if this is where God wants them, as they are in heaven. Demons, because they're smart enough to know God's being done, so even here on earth, they're still miserable, because they know God's will is being done, and they disobeyed it. So even when they're here on earth, good and bad angels carry heaven with them, carry hell with them, as St. Thomas would say.
Daniel, if you want a copy of the book, hang on, we'll send it to you. Just give us an address up there in Turlock, and we'll send it. Angelic Answers is the name of the book. It's all about angels, as you would expect. The author is our guest, Father Mike Driscoll, and we'll have more questions for Father right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Hang on. Catholic Answers Live will return in a moment.
Alexian Brothers is a proud sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. For 800 years, these Catholic brothers have offered a prophetic and daring response to the gospel. Serving Christ in the sick, the poor, and the dying. Is God calling you to be a courageous disciple? If you feel called to total self-giving as a religious brother in the mission of Jesus, call our vocations office at 847-264-8703. That's 847-264-8703. AlexianBrothers.org.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
We should pray because prayer is conversation with God, and conversation is the only way to build a relationship. We need that relationship with God. We should pray and talk with God about what's on our hearts, what's on our minds, what's active in our lives, the joys we have. We should share all of these with God. Prayer is conversation, and conversation is the only way to build a relationship with God. It's the most important relationship. All of our other relationships depend on this one.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. The book, I'll be honest with you, the book a lot of people have been waiting for. A lot of people have questions about angels. And I think it's a very worthy topic. You know, when Paul tells us to meditate and think constantly on what's high and what's beautiful and what's glorious, angels fit into that category. Meditating on the beauty of angels, the fact of the angels' help, all of that's good for us, I think, Father.
Absolutely. I like both churches that I have, as a lot of churches do, have statues of angels near the tabernacle. You know, I love that. It's a reminder. Oh, that's right. That really is the body of Christ there. And of course, there would be angel adoring there.
Yeah. And it keeps us on our best behavior, too, if we remember that. I don't know. Something about having people paying attention keeps you on your best behavior.
Right.
All right, let's go to Buckeye, Arizona. Yeah, that's okay. You win. That's the best town name we've had this week. Buckeye, Arizona. Jim, listening on KPIH Radio. Glad to have you here, Jim. Go ahead with your question.
And it's a great town.
It better be to live up to that name. I mean, if you're going to name your town Buckeye, it better be a pretty good town.
Well, the one next to it is Surprise.
Oh, yeah, we've had some calls from Surprise, Arizona. Yeah, the KPIH must reach over there as well. Good names there in Arizona.
Surprise, we have the largest church parish in the Diocese of Phoenix.
Oh.
So it's very active.
Oh.
Anyway, not to take more time with your other callers.
Sure.
The question is, in the prayer to the our guardian angel, we say something to the effect of, ever stay be at my side, all right? I personally feel that there's been a time when my guardian angel gave me a bump in the right direction. But is that literal? I mean, aren't the angels all up in heaven praising God?
Angel would have the capability, if God wants him to give you a physical nudge. So that's one part. You know, God can have his angel do that. Where an angel is would not be physically next, you know, at our side, because they don't take up space. The way St. Thomas Aquinas described it, well, two things. One is what we just talked about as far as an angel, in some sense, carries heaven with him here on earth. He still is just as happy because he's still got the vision of God and the love of God's will being done. But St. Thomas said that since he made logical conclusions from doctrine and from scripture. So if we know that angels are pure spirit, well, then what do we mean by where is an angel? As far as where, in what place. When we say God is everywhere, we don't mean the same as he is in heaven. What we mean is his governance, his intellect, his will is everywhere. He knows everything and has power over everything. Angels are pure spirits, so there's a little bit like that, but they're not infinite. So wherever an angel is exerting his will, wherever his not his will is being exerted, St. Thomas would say that's what we mean by where is an angel. So back to what you said, my guardian angel, where is he? Well, he can be in heaven in one instant and the next instant be right here next to me, still having the vision of God, but exerting his power here next to me, next to, quote unquote, you know. But where, that's what we mean by where an angel is, where its knowledge and its will is being exerted, because they can't do it all at once. Only God can do that. So does that answer that? And yes, your angel, if God wanted him to.
Where his knowledge and will is exerted. Thank you. That's very helpful. And I'm glad my guardian angel did bump me.
Sounds like you needed it at that time, Jim.
Yes, whatever you were about to do, I'm glad he nudged you.
Yeah,
very good. Or not good, very, the case
no details to their side.
No. Thank you, Jim. That's probably for the best. Hang on, though. We'll send you a copy of Father's beautiful new book, Angelic Answers, Everything You Need to Know About God's Heavenly Messengers, Guardians, Guides, and Bumpers. Actually, I added the "and bumpers" part. That wasn't in the original title. But Jim, thank you very much for the call from Buckeye, Arizona. Now we're going to Ansley, our good friend down in South Carolina. Haven't heard from you in a while, Ansley. Welcome back.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Very well. I'm always good when you call. Ansley's been calling us since she was a little child, Father, and now she's grown up. But it's always nice when it's like old home week when she calls. So, Ansley, go ahead. I'm just realizing we're getting near the end, so go ahead with your question for Father.
So, since according to the Bible, like, angels are so, like, big, how does, like, our guardian angel, like, protect us since they're, like, so big according to, like, the Bible?
That they're so big. And I would say that they don't have a physical size. They could certainly appear to be big. I'm trying to think of where in the Bible this mentions small or big, and you're probably thinking of something I'm forgetting. I always think of the angel talking to the shepherds as enormous. I don't know if I don't think the Bible says that, but I sure picture it that way. I picture this enormous coming down and the shepherds looking up being afraid. So they don't have they don't have a size since they're pure spirits. They can appear to as any size that God and they want to.
Oh, that makes sense.
Very good. We always like it when they make sense. We have a lot of answers around here. Not all of them make sense, Ansley, so it's always good to find one that did. Hang on. We'll send you a copy of the book, Ansley. We'd love to send you to South Carolina. Angelic Answers by our guest, Father Mike Driscoll. On we go, not because I want to just keep moving on from people, but there's so many people on the line. Justin is in Florida listening on the Catholic Answers app. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Father, my question is, what do I call my guardian angel when I don't know their name?
That's a great one. Most people will just say guardian angel, my angel, angel of God. The Vatican came out some 20, 30 years ago with a statement because some people were, there was something out there, and it's still out there because I looked on the internet, of how to name your angel. And some you think about it, and some would say, do this little, say this, whatever. We don't name angels. Now, I have had people say, well, but I just kind of personally like to call my angels something. I don't see how that is wrong. I know as a child, my name is Mike, so I thought my angel's name was Michael. I don't know if I knew enough to think of the archangel or was just calling this angel. I just liked to think his name was Michael. I don't see it would be inherently sinful at all. What we want to presuming that I have the authority to give an angel a name. I don't have that authority. They take names when they interact with human beings, but they don't need names for one another. And so call your angel, I would say angel or guardian angel. If you have some personal little thing you call your angel, knowing that you didn't give him a name, but you're just kind of calling him that. If that's helpful, I don't see how that's wrong.
Okay, Justin.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Again, I'm only moving on quick because I want to get everybody on. Angelic Answers is the book. Justin, if you hang on, give us your address. We'll send you a copy of the brand new book, Angelic Answers, from Father Mike Driscoll. Felicity's in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Felicity, I am sorry to do this to you, but you're going to have to be kind of quick with your question if we're going to get you an answer. We're getting near the end.
Okay.
Go
My
ahead.
Question is, if St. Thomas Aquinas said the angels don't know our thoughts, and how do our guardian angels know what we're thinking?
Great one. Thanks, King. This is surprising, I think, but when we communicate, just as we can pray silently to God, now God does know our thoughts. You are right. The angels don't know our thoughts. Only God knows the mind and will, the mind and the heart. But I guess we would call it mental telepathy. We can will that our thoughts be heard by an angel. And in fact, that is how angels communicate with one another. Since they don't have bodies, they don't have mouths and vocal cords, they just will that their thoughts be heard by another angel, heard, quote unquote, known by angel. And the same thing with us. So that's a great question. That's all we can say is that we can will that our thoughts be heard by our angel. But they don't know all of our thoughts. It's an act of our will.
Does that make sense, Felicity? It's when we choose to talk to them in our mind that they can have that, what Father called mental telepathy. Does that make sense to you, Felicity?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
All right. Well, Felicity, you sound somewhat young, so I can't ask you for your address. But if there's an adult there that can give an address, we will send you a copy of Angelic Answers. You just got to put that adult on the line because we don't take addresses from minors. And you can probably understand why, Felicity. And nobody should be asking you for your address on the phone. But if there's an adult that can take an address, put that adult on the line. We will send you a copy of Angelic Answers. Everything you need to know about God's heavenly messengers, guardians, and guides by our guest, Father Mike Driscoll. You're going to keep writing books, Father, or is this it? You've like, I've done the angels. There's nothing I can do now. I've got it done.
Now, with the mental health background, I still have an idea someday to write a book about a Catholic approach to mental health. We'll see.
Oh, beautiful. Do you think that's something angels can help us with?
All of our troubles. Absolutely.
All of our troubles. Yeah, right. All of our troubles. Father Mike Driscoll has been our guest. That's the music. That means I don't get to talk to him anymore. Father, I thank you. Could we...
Thanks, this is great.
And could our listeners and us have your blessing before we go, Father?
May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father Mike Driscoll has been our guest. Do go over to shop.catholic.com and look for Angelic Answers, or wherever you get your Catholic books. You got a Catholic bookstore near you that you like to frequent? Just go in there and tell them, I'm looking for the book Angelic Answers from Catholic Answers. They know how to get it. Either they've got it already or they know how to get it. Don't accept no for an answer. That will do it for us. We will see you tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.